This is News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strasser. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And if you want to hear the archives, always available on KJJR.com. And a return visit to the studio today, we're going to welcome back Mr. Andrew Escalante. Of course, he's the Chief Growth Officer of Mountain Meadow Herbs, and we got a lot to talk about. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you, Ross. How are you?
I'm great. It's going to be good to catch up with you because you have a big event on the way. But before we get into all that, tell the folks listening right now a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do when you're not working and a family, those kind of things?
Well, besides usually working, Ross, I like to play outside. That's huge for me. It's always been a big part of why I moved to the Valley almost 17 years ago. Anything that has to do with water, snow, dirt trails, that's the stuff that really makes me happy outside of work.
Well, that's cool. Do you have family that live in the area as well?
Yeah, I raised a family of five boys, one of which is still young and in growing and gets to do the same things that his brothers did, right? I just talked to Kyle on the way in and talked about, you know, how he's riding a bike without ever having to use training wheels.
That's so incredible.
That's a phenomenon that's relatively new, and it's something it's kind of cool because his brothers didn't get to do that.
So my dad always talked about raising six boys. I'm the youngest of the boys, but our grocery bills were phenomenal. You know how many five boys can eat? Then you think about six boys. We went to warehouse stores before they even existed.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah, I'm pretty happy not to have to go to Costco anymore because it's just the one.
Yeah, the expense had to be crazy, huh? Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about what's going on. But first, congratulations to you, your first year under the belt as the Chief Growth Officer.
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate that.
How's that first year been for you?
Yeah, first year's been a little bit of a learning curve, right? It's teams getting to know each other, how to work together, how to scale, how to grow. Talking about vision, plans for the future.
Yeah.
As we talk about, you know, where we've been in the past 20 years to where we're going for the next 20 years.
This had to be kind of a rough year to start working in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, definitely was not without its challenges, right? When I started, we were very much the mask mandate was full in effect, so we were very much, you know, COVID protocols were in effect. And with a cafe and a recently opened conference center, that definitely impacted that because nobody was doing conferences. They just weren't a thing.
Well, the other big thing, and I kind of remember when you guys were getting going, but here in just a week or so, you're going to be celebrating 20 years in business. What a milestone for Mountain Meadow Herbs.
It definitely is. And if you look at the statistics on small businesses in general, you see, you know, there's definitely a huge failure rate with a lot of businesses. And to achieve that milestone is definitely significant. And we're something we're super proud of.
Well, if you drive by Mountain Meadow Herbs and you know where it is, you know that you've been doing nothing but growing in those 20 years. That business and the building and everything else surrounding it has been growing. So another congratulations is due there. But what is the actual anniversary date?
We're calling September 20th, for lack of a better term. And that's just the official start date. The actual start date predates that 20 years. It probably goes back 21, maybe even 22 years, because the founder started tinkering around with some herbal remedies that were going to help heal her son. Her son was diagnosed with a rare kidney disease that was in all likelihood going to have to include dialysis and even a kidney transplant. So she started working real closely with the doctors to make sure that she did everything in her power to avoid that.
So that that became Mountain Meadow Herbs.
It really did. And then, you know, from that, calls about, you know, can you help with this? Can you help with this ailment from friends and family, especially in the plain community, which we can talk about more because that's a huge customer segment for us. From that, really, you know, arose what you see today over there off Highway 82.
So let's talk about the staff a little bit. How many on board these days?
We're 38 is the headcount right now and continuing to grow.
That's great.
Yeah, and we face some of those same challenges that a lot of employers in the Valley are facing right now, getting talent in the door.
And so in the 20th anniversary, you get a lot of sales, a lot of promotions going on. We're going to want to hear all of that coming up in the second half of this show. So Tracy was here last time. She's the chief herbalist. Where is she? Did she black out on you? What happened with her today?
Well, we ran a lot of promotions, especially for that customer segment that I talked about, which we affectionately refer to as plain communities. And it's not a derogatory term. It took me a while to get used to that term because it sounds like it could be possibly a bad name. But plain communities refers to anybody that's Amish, Mennonite, even Hutterite, which we have a lot of those colonies throughout Montana, but our biggest customer segments come from those traditional Amish areas, you know, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Ohio, Indiana. And that's one of the reasons why I think that Mountain Meadow Herbs is what I like to call, you know, the best supplement company that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Because even in the Valley, there's a lot of people that when I mention, hey, I work at Mountain Meadow Herbs, we're over in Summers, you know, I get the who, what, where questions all the time. So it's one of the things that we're definitely working on to make sure that we include the local community here as much as possible. You know, that 20-year history has really proven to us that we're impacting people's lives very positively. We get customer reviews on a weekly basis that just let us know that what we're doing is the right thing, and it really affirms our mission and our purpose.
Well, you've been listening to Focus on the Flathead, and our special guest today is Andrew Escalante, the Chief Growth Officer from Mountain Meadow Herbs. In our second half, we're going to talk all about the 20th anniversary, all the things happening. So keep it right here. Three Rivers Bank and Glacier Grimms Pediatric Dentistry are our sponsors. This is Focus on the Flathead, and we'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grimms Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grimms and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrimms.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. We are back. Our guest this week is Andrew Escalante. He's the Chief Growth Officer from Mountain Meadow Herbs. We've been talking about their 20th anniversary on the 20th of September, 2020, going on, Andrew. Congratulations once again, and thanks for being here for the show.
Thank you, Ross.
20 years in business, a feat for any business these days across Montana and anywhere for that matter. Before we get into some of the things that you're going to be doing, do you have any big plans for the next 2, 3, 4 years for the business that you can reveal to us?
We do. As you mentioned earlier in the first segment, you've seen some growth through the years. If you know where the building is, it's kind of a nondescript building about a mile from White Oak on the 82, which isn't always easy to merge into and out of with two lanes on a 70-mile-per-hour road. But hey, we do our best. You'll see some flags out there kind of as a marker for the cafe that's open. The store is open as well. But yeah, our plans really entail some growth, and it's not only on the Mountain Meadow Herb side. Our contract manufacturing division is called Cap Express, and they do a lot of work not only for some of the in-house brands that we have, but also for third-party clients.
That's
so
great.
We're doing all that right here from beautiful Flathead Valley.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about the 20th anniversary, because so many things happening, sales, and then we got to talk about the cafe and the conference center, all those good things.
Yeah, some of the upcoming sales are going to run week-long next week from the 13th to the 17th, and we're going to do a BOGO, a buy one, get one free, on all Mountain Meadow Herbs products in the retail store. We're also going to do a happy hour, morning happy hour at the cafe. From 7 to 10, you can buy one, get one 50% off.
Oh, that's great.
Each purchase, all next week, will enter you into a raffle, and we're going to do three $100 cash prizes.
Very nice.
If you have any questions about any of our products, if you're new to supplements, especially our sweet spot, which is liquid herbal supplements, we have great herbal care advisors there to answer any questions. As you mentioned, we're missing Tracy, our master herbalist, who joined us last time. She's busy with the promotion that we have going on right now, which is 25% off across the board. You don't have to do that online. You can come into the store, or you can even call in.
Okay, so I was looking at your website. You have the top 5 sale items right there on the front page. Tell us what those are. Can you tell? Do you remember you have them all memorized?
No, I don't have them all memorized, Ross, but I know that our big push right now is really on immunity with back to school. We know that kids tend to come back with sniffles and worse. It's just nature of being surrounded with a bunch of kids, and they bring that home for everybody. So immunity is huge for us. We won't even say anything about COVID, but that's a whole separate separate issue that we can talk about, but anything from immunity, you know, from Echinacea to our family immune booster are all products that do real well this time of year and year round. Even coming in here too, I noticed a lot of smoke from that Thompson Falls fire, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Our herbal respiratory is a phenomenal product for that, for lung health.
You're right. A lot of people are talking about therapeutics of any kind right now, and especially herbal therapeutics. You've got a lot of advantages right there at Mountain Meadow Herbs. We're talking about smoke and inhaling the smoke after all this summer, coming back again here to the Flathead Valley. Is it okay for kids to take these things as well?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's some age restrictions on some of the products, 3 and above on some of these things. A lot of them are infant safe too.
So wow.
There's products that we specifically formulate for infants. And I think large part of that has to do with our target market and how we got founded that I mentioned in the previous segment. The plant communities are typically big families, large families. So we do a lot of products around birthing, fertilities, family health, which really begins with infants.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear. Let's talk about the conference center for a second. A lot of people don't even know you have one, but you do. And tell us about it. How did that come into being? And do you actually rent it out as well?
Correct. We do rent it out. We finally have started to have more people have events there, which is pretty phenomenal. It had been a while, as I mentioned, right? Everything was shut down. So now we finally have people renting that conference center. We can accommodate groups up to about 70 people. We're going to really have a health focus, but anybody that needs a large meeting space, please just give us a call or send us an email and we'll be happy to talk with you about renting the space.
Definitely. That's great. Before we go, we have about a minute left. I want you to recap, if you would, all the good things, all the sales going on, and then we'll get your website and phone number here.
You bet. Thank you, Ross. I appreciate that. So all next week, 13th through the 17th, buy one, get one free in the store, buy one, get one half off in the cafe, cash prizes and raffles, all kinds of goodies. It's a good time if you've never stopped in to come take a look at what we're doing out there in the Lower Valley. You can find us online at mmherbs.com, and you can reach us toll-free at 888-528-8615.
And by the way, are you still at Hard Rock Road, 1019 Hard Rock Road?
Yes, thank you, Ross. We like to say 82, but if you punch it into your phone or to your nav, that's going to get you there.
That's my favorite address in the whole Flathead Valley, Hard Rock Road. And there you have it. That's Andrew Escalante. He's the Chief Growth Officer, our guest today on Focus on the Flathead. Andrew, thanks for being here. Congratulations to you on your first year and 20 years in business at Mountain Meadow Herbs.
Thank you, Ross. We appreciate it.
This show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.